O'Hero Braided Line is the only gel-spun fiber line that comes in four colors, including our multicolor braid, which changes every 10 yards for trolling and deep dropping. O'Hero Braided Line is not only the thinnest line in the fishing industry, but also ranks as the highest in abrasion resistance, using the highest and latest technology. O'Hero Braid will cast further and last longer. It comes in many spool sizes from 150 yards to bulk size. Very importantly, with great prices. You can find O'Hero Braided Line at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or online at justforfishing.com.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface-to-surface course with a noise-attracting clip. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prieto. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Welcome to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show, home of the premier guides and capnell.com.
There's lots of good eating fish out there. You don't have to be snacking down on carp anymore.
Captain Jason Prieto, Neil Taylor, and Danny Guarino give you the latest fishing forecast to keep you dialed in on the fish.
First of all, it shouldn't smell like fish.
So get ready for an hour of learning, laughs, and a little bit of cutting up.
You chose, as your topic, fish.
Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show starts now.
Now.
This segment brought to you by Grizzly Coolers, coolers that are made to last a lifetime. For more information on Grizzly Coolers, check out their website at grizzlycoolers.com or visit a retailer near you.
And welcome to another great episode, Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Myself, Captain Jason Prieto, in the studio, Neil Taylor. I don't know what he's doing, but I think he's at the bar.
At the bar.
Even early this morning. And Captain Travis Yako.
He's here.
You are here. Travis, what's going on, man?
Not much, dude. First off, happy 4th of July.
I know. Absolutely.
We're a day shy.
America.
But America. And bang, bang, happy 4th.
Yeah. Hopefully nobody gets hurt by fireworks.
Yeah, man. And you know, thanks for all the serving.
Absolutely.
The serving folks. We appreciate them. We appreciate our independence. And want to make sure we have a good day. So enjoy the day off tomorrow and make the best of it. Watch some fireworks in America.
So let's talk what the show's about, and that's fishing. I don't know where you just went off on that tangent.
Fireworks, man. Don't you remember the 4th of July? It's like, it's awesome.
Travis, I look forward to talking fishing with you every week.
I know.
You know why? You get me excited about fishing every once in a while, man. You get the blood pumping.
I'm glad it's only fishing.
Yeah.
You know, me and Jason have about a 45-minute ride, hour ride into the radio station, so I'm glad it's only fishing that gets him excited.
By the way, and this is off subject, but G would enjoy this. No roadblocks can hold us down.
Oh, man.
We went through the roadblock again. I had to put the truck. We used the truck version. We went around it.
We went up the hill.
I said, I'm not going around. Yeah, we
around the railroad tracks.
Yeah, they got some roadblocks going on down the road. And the second week in a row, we missed it. But Travis, how's fishing been, man? It's been really good for me.
I tell you, it's the word, we use the word over and over and over, but hot, man. I mean, this week, really, I started feeling the heat. Just in terms of, we had some really nice clear days, clear mornings, you know, mid-morning, where light wind, clear skies, and it just really made for some hot fishing weather. But aside from that, the fishing's been good. I've been doing a little more stuff out in the bay. We've been mackerel and shark tarpon fishing. That's been pretty good for us. And then we've been fishing inshore, mainly in the mornings, early bite, bearing through all the small bait, trying to find some baits that you can actually put on a hook. But other than that, the fishing's been pretty good. Snook, redfish, been coming to the boat, and then a handful of snappers. So
I tell you, the bait has been good this year for small fry bait. And I know you're probably looking at me cross-eyed, but it's been a little bit of work. But
yeah, that's what we like to see it, though.
Yeah, last year we had some small bait where it's gilling the quarter-inch net, and that's frustrating. The small bait, it's that time of year. We had our hatch, a lot of small bait on the flats. I like fishing the summer. I'm a little tired from the heat. It is hot. But you know what? You wake up, you know what you know why I like it? You kind of know what you're getting with weather. It's hot, no wind. In the morning,
bait is consistently everywhere, even if it's small, and you're 30, 45 minutes getting bait. You're not killing yourself. It's in and out. Fishing is good. I mean, we're averaging 25 to 45 snook a trip. Easy.
Yeah.
And we've actually got some pigs. We've gotten some pigs. I got another one the other day. Nice 36-inch snook. And the redfish, as you guys have heard, has just not been good this year as a whole. But I've gotten some nice overslot reds the last few trips, which is positive. I'm hoping we got a good September for redfishing in September. But the snapper fishing has not been that good either. There's a lot of snapper there. They're eating the chum, but we're not catching them. And snapper can do that from time to time. And Travis, we were talking about the water clarity, and you said, man, this water's clear. I said, we had no rain.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to put two and two together, and snapper have good eyesight.
And excellent eyesight.
And that's why you hear people say, you know, downsize your leader to 20. Other days, you don't matter what you throw at them, they'll eat it. Well, I'm throwing chum
like
in the water.
I got like a 7-pounder, a kind of testament to what you're talking about here. We went out dipping crabs last Hilltide or a couple days ago, and as we were dipping crabs, we put two flatlines out with just crabs on them, and we got like a 7-pound mangrove snapper come up and eat on a 60-pound leader, the tarpon rig, 60-pound leader with a 5-out circle hook. Hooked in a crab, and I caught a 7-pound mangrove snapper.
That's a stud.
I mean, it's a pig, dude. Pig.
What inches wise did it measure?
You know, I'm gonna have to. I didn't measure it. I'll have to fess up to that. I didn't measure it, but I do have a picture of it, and I've got a picture of me putting my boot beside it, and it's a solid, you know, 10 inches longer than my boot. So I'm gonna say it was probably a 24, 25 inch snapper.
I've caught him.
You know,
20,
it was a big one.
26. I got in the bay.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
I mean, when it came up, I was like, because we were catching, you catch a lot of, and it's kind of surprising, and if anybody's ever fished with crabs, especially on a crab flush, you catch a lot of bonnethead sharks, and it's just something.
Really?
That, yeah.
I've never caught
yeah,
one
if
with crabs.
Bonnethead sharks.
Actually, I have, but not in the bay. I've caught them out at Egmont.
Right.
And you're right, I have gotten quite a few.
And a lot of times what it is it's you're around when the crabs are flushing because the primary diet of a bonnethead shark is crabs and crustaceans
yeah.
and shrimp. And so they'll tend to, especially in the area where we're dipping crabs, it's close to a good grass flat. And so when that tide falls, a lot of those bonnetheads will actually fall off and they'll follow that crab flush. And we were catching a couple bonnethead sharks. And I went, man, these bonnethead sharks are going crazy. And I was getting some weird head shakes, and I reeled it up, and I was like, holy crap, man. It's like an 8-pound, 7-8-pound snapper. And, so that was kind of cool. But where you were going with it was visibility, I think.
Yeah.
And a testament to that was it was dark. You know, it was like 10 o'clock at night, 60-pound leader. So what you're saying, I'm going to concur and say, yeah, they're there. We're just not being able to get them at 11 o'clock in the afternoon when you've got, you know, 10 feet of light penetration.
And you have
and
clear water.
You know?
Where you get that dirty, we typically have a lot more rain, and you get that dirty water, and we just haven't had that. So
yeah, I've got them lifted, and I've got them behind.
Oh yeah,
I've
you'll
got
see
them
eating the chum.
You get them back behind the
boat. But you throw one with
the
hook in it, and they just go. Yeah, they look at it. You'll see them come up, and they look at it, and then they don't eat it.
They're smart.
I've actually tried downsizing my leader to 20. Mm-hmm. I added a piece of 20 onto my 30, so I actually had an extra long leader. Wouldn't touch it. I did it the other day just to try it. So the snapper there, I think we actually need just a little bit dirtier water, or if we get closer to these moon phases, they'll just start firing off anyways.
Yeah.
But the snook fishing has been phenomenal for me. It's really a good thing to see. You know, the slot is fished out, but we've really seen a good influx of snook, and it's really getting back to pre-09.
We're getting close,
fish.
I think, man.
I mean, I think what we're suffering is our medium-sized fish, the slot fish, are suffering bad. And I don't think we have the amount of big ones we used to in numbers.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of time.
No, it will. You're going to get these spawns, and it's just going to keep getting better. And I think and I've said this for years, I think we're taking a setback by opening season, but I don't think it's going to kill it. But the last 2 years, it has made me realize how important snook fishing is to this area and to fishing, period. Like, It's easy right now to go catch 20 snook, and to do that with customers it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Say, oh, we can go catch 20 snook, no big deal. Out-of-towners come, they love it. So it's good for our business. I think it's good for the industry as a whole. The only downside is you can catch 40 snook, but then the customer goes, well, I want something to eat. I'm like, I really want to say, why don't you go to Publix, pick you up a filet or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, and let's go catch a ton of fish.
That's
where the snapper comes in good. So
what I like is when you get that cobia that just pops out of nowhere. We've been fortunate enough on quite a few of my charters out tarpon fishing or out shark fishing and have some 30, 40, 50-pound cobias roll up beside the boat. We've been pretty fortunate to stick a few of those, so keep your eye out for those.
Well, guys, we're doing our first segment. When we get to the second segment, and we're not at the break, but we're going to have Captain Jason Coffrin. He's going to be talking. I know he does some fishing in Panama, and I think he's moved to some other places, some exotic places.
Cool.
We'll be talking some offshore stuff, and I can't even begin to tell you because he changes areas quite a bit, and he fishes for so many different things that I'm not sure
what we're going to get in this
what
show.
We're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
But Jason's been on the show before, and I'm probably going to mess Mr. Trigger Sport Fishing. It's like a tongue twister. I think that's the name of his business. But Jason's going to be coming on after the first segment here, and we'll be doing a lot of talking. Wanted to give a big thanks to Alify Marine. Got the new 350 hung, and they took care of me and got the new motor, breaking it in, and everything's good. Got me in and out. Them guys are good people. If you need any kind of warranty work, they authorize warranty center for Yamaha and Mercury. Don't forget to go by Alify Marine right there on the South. For all you South Shore guys, they are the dealer on the South Shore. The only dealer, I think, that's... I think they're the only one that's made it through the years. I mean,
they come and go
on the South Shore, but Alify
Marine's moved
around
a little bit, but they've stayed the same.
Alify Marine's been around since...
Well, I mean, I'm just talking about location.
Yeah, they've been over on the river. Alify Marine brand has been around since I was a kid.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm same here.
They were huge, downsized, but if you look at the other guys that came and went, I'm talking dealers, not...
Yeah.
You know, there's some mom-and-pop places over there that are... good shops that do a good job, but there's not. I don't think there's any dealers besides them. I could be. I'm having a brain fart, but I don't think there's anybody left. So, anyway, Alify Marine, they're good people, and Beagle and the group over there doing a good job. Guys, don't forget too. It's easy to find us. I know you might miss us from 8 to 9 o'clock, and you know you might be a little groggy and got the eye bags going, everything like Travis over here.
Mm.
But hey, you can check us out on podcast. And just download the Podomatic app on your phone, search Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio, or you can go to facebook.com/Tampa Fishing Outfitters, like our page, we put the post up there, or go to our official website of the radio show, capmel.com, and we will have the podcast. Sign up for the forum. It's a great form of conversation, a great way to get, if you're new in the industry.
Question outlet.
Yeah, absolutely, and there's a lot of good people on there. And I think Facebook's the new form now.
It seems to be. There's so many outlets of social media. It's kind of getting...
It's convoluted.
Very complex.
Yeah,
but,
complex, convoluted. There's too much stuff going on.
There's a lot of content out there. Check out.
Yeah, you know, Twitter. Twitter's funny. My internet guy told me the funniest thing about Twitter. He said, everybody's talking, but nobody's listening. Which is so true. But... and we're also on Twitter, guys. I don't even remember. I think it's Tampa Fishing Outfitters, right? I don't even do the Twitter one no more. But you can follow us on there. I think our Facebook page links together, so our stuff goes on there. But, well, guys, we'll take a little break. We get back. We have Captain Jason Coffrin. We'll be talking some different fishing on the show. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. We'll be right back.
Skyway Fishing Piers open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drive up to terrific action at bare minimum expense. No fishing license necessary. Enjoy some great fishing action at the mouth of Tampa Bay. Take advantage of our expert staff, rod rentals, and enjoy some awesome rod bending action from both our north and south piers. We are looking forward to seeing you at the Skyway Piers.
Captain Jason Prieto here, and if you're in the market for a new boat, I can't think of a better choice than Canyon Bay Boats.
From their 2470 with its huge front deck to the popular 2400 with its full transom and offshore capabilities, they have the perfect boat for you. Each boat is custom built to fit your fishing style, and they have an option list that will make any angler glad they chose Canyon Bay. If you would like more information on Canyon Bay, check out their website at www.canyonbayboats.com or just give them a call for a sea trial at 727-639-7584.
Jim Rome, only on CBS Sports Radio.
He was the 85th pick overall in this year's NFL draft. Braxton Miller is my guest. After everything you went through, what's it feel like when Houston drafts you and you finally become an NFL player?
Oh, man, it's a relief. Everything that I've done for the past 4 to 5 years and the struggles and the ups and downs I went through, just playing with Bill O'Brien and the squad, man, it's a relief and blessing because that's one of the teams I really want to go to.
Jim Rome, weekdays from noon till 3 on Sports Talk 1040 The Team.
Tides and weather are brought to you by Werner Paddle. For decades, Werner Paddles have been handcrafted in the USA, making great paddles for kayak anglers. If you're looking for a new paddle, look to Werner and try one today, because a great fishing paddle is a great paddling paddle. Go to WernerPaddles.com to locate a dealer near you.
Well, welcome back, guys. Another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio.
Dude, take a seat. Stay for a while. What are you standing for?
I'm adjusting myself, man. I'm adjusting myself. Well, anyway, this is Captain Travis Yackel coming to you. We got Jason Freitas sitting here next to me.
Live. Well, no, we're not live. We're pre-recorded. So we got the tides and weather, Travis.
We do.
So, Travis, why don't you give us the tides and weather?
So what we were talking about was tides and weather, and Jason goes, what's the tides and weather, man? It's all you. I said, well, we got a new moon, dude.
You said, dude, we got a new moon. I mean, enough said. I don't even know how to.
There it is, man. It's. I've done the same report in the last 2 or 3 weeks, but basically we're going to have incoming tides in the morning. They're going to shift and go out, have hard outgoing tides in the afternoon.
You give the weather. I'm going to give it a better tide than that. That's horrible.
Dude, that's what it is.
Dude, we got a new moon.
That's what it is, bro.
All right. Give us the
weather. I'm going to give you the weather. Yeah. I've done that one for the last.
I know it's
too.
A losing.
It's going to be hot. Might rain. Moving on to tides.
Yeah, quit yawning. Our tides got a high tide of 1.4 in the morning, 2:22 a.m. Low tide this morning is 5:41 a.m., 1.2. That's that quarter moon creeping on
us
right there.
And then you're going to move into that.
And then
moon.
We get to that high tide. So the tides are really good on Sunday, which is obviously today when the show airs. Goes from a 1.2 to 2.7 by 12:29, and that outgoing is smoking. Got a 2.7 and negative 0.3, and that's at 8:08 p.m. That is quite the tide there.
I'm tarpon fishing.
Are you?
I'm tarpon fishing. Well, today's Sunday, so I've been tarpon fishing for the last 2 days.
That hasn't been very good, has it?
It's, you know, these fish are they're there. They're up and happy.
They're not as many. There's not that many, though.
There's definitely a couple good pods of fish where I'm fishing.
You're being positive.
And I am. And, you know, clients that I've had and we've caught and hooked and, you know, all those things, there's fish there. They're in a very tight location, and they just have an attitude about them when they want to eat. And that's what we've been battling with. Anybody that's tarpon fish knows that. You gotta, you know, we talked about it all the time, Jason, is you gotta have
put your time in the
tackle box full of baits for them. You know, it's crabs, it's cut bait, it's live bait, it's this, it's that.
Let me tell you something.
And,
about
you know,
what you're saying, I'm gonna add to that right now. You know, people say, guide's an easy job. And hey, we love it. You gotta be passionate about it. But, I will tell you one thing, Travis, and I'm not going to toot your horn too much because I don't want you getting too crazy, but you put in a lot of effort in your charters, and every one of them you put, you know, and they might not all come out the way you want them, but this guy was out there when he caught a snapper till 10:30 at night dipping crabs for his tarpon trips the next week, and that's pretty dedicated, and I respect you a lot for stuff like that because, there's not a lot of people that would do that.
I appreciate it, man. And it comes from, like you said, you know, we always talk about pride in our trips and you know, pride in our business and trying to offer quality trips and try to stand out a little bit from, you know, stand out or be prepared, a little more prepared than a lot of the other guys or hopefully be. And tarpon fishing especially when you want to pick somebody up from the dock and be ready to go, there's a lot of things that happen before that point of going to your spot, you know, and throwing out a bait for a tarpon and being successful. So me, I take it personally, and sometimes that little over an extra step above and beyond is the reason that you get a fish. And so for me, I take pride in that and at least do my part of being prepared, and I think most good guides, you know, do that. And so,
well, to bring that every day,
mm-hmm. It's tough, bro.
Takes a certain person.
It's tough, man. Because it's not easy, you know. And
I do a lot of tarpon fishing, and I like to think I'm pretty good at it. This year, I've really put my head between my legs, so to speak. It's been a tough year.
It's a fish that can drive you crazy, man.
Oh, yeah. You never figure them out. They're always moving. And it's a fish that this year you hear me talk and then you hear you talk. Well, you hadn't tarpon fished like I did through May and June.
Yeah,
oh, there's some fish. And they're like, we're not fishing for them things.
Yeah,
so
it's a different, not necessarily style, but they are different fish. You know, I fish more of the post-spawn fish. You're fishing more pre-spawn and spawning fish.
Well, the post-spawn, I'll be honest with you, I like you fishing them because you tell me if they're thick and I'll go do them. Mm-hmm. But if they're not thick, I don't want to do them because I'm burnt out of them, especially this year. This year's just been a bad year for tarpon. Tarpon and redfish have been horrible. But that's fishing, man. You never know what every year's different. So with that being said, we're going to get to our guest. We got Captain Jason Coffrin on the line. Jason, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, there we go. See, G's in there. I don't know. He's sleeping or something. We got him. He was hitting buttons until you came on. But, Jason, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing? Long time no talk.
I know, man. We hadn't had you in the studios for a while. So, you know,
I called in as well. So, yeah, it's been a while in the studio.
I know, man. I'm glad to hear back from you. And I apologize. We were supposed to do this yesterday, which would be Wednesday, and I forgot to tell you that we were doing it on Thursday.
Brain fart Billy over here.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I looked up and it was 7:30 and I was like, oh, I forgot to call in.
No, I forgot to call you to tell you not to call in. So that was on me.
Oh, okay. Maybe they'll call me. And yeah, it didn't happen.
Well, hey, we got you in today. So, Jason, I don't want to mess up your business name because I do it every time you come on the air. So I'm going to let you tell everybody the name of your business.
Mr. Trigger Sport Fishing.
I said it right. I said it right before we brought you on. It only took you three times of coming in here. I don't know why.
That's all right.
It's like a tongue twister.
What is that, going on 3 years as well?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm a slow learner, man. You know, hey.
That's all right. Us fishermen are slow, except for what we got to really do, right?
Exactly. We're good at a few things. The rest of it, we're definitely average.
Once you pull that boat off the, once you pull that boat out of the water and put it on the trailer, everything slows down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Jason, why don't you tell us? You change what you're fishing for so much in areas. I'm confused on where you fish anymore. Are you still back in Panama, right?
This season was my last season in Panama. Tell you the truth, I mean, I love the place. It was awesome. But during last year and this season that just happened, I had so many calls in Costa Rica that people that were thinking I was still there and I was out for 4 years, I had to go back.
Really?
And Panama's real unique because it's only reservations and it's out in the middle of nowhere. So the walk-up client that you'd have if you're at a boat at a marina, say Pescadora Marina, Naples, I just don't have that. So, I mean, with the demand and then the marina, the reservations and the walk-up clients, I had to take it back.
Yeah, I know, because I seen something on Facebook. I'm thinking, I don't even know where he fishes anymore. He's moved so much.
Well, and then in the off season, I started traveling a lot, working for other people. So that really threw people off.
Yeah, he threw me off for sure. But I said, hey, man, wherever he goes, he's successful, so he'll be fine. But I'm just confused.
So, I appreciate it. Yeah, I was. I'm on this late show.
Wow.
They're not sharing information.
Really?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, nobody talks to anybody. It's very hush-hush. Who caught the tuna, where they caught it, you know, what they used, the techniques on the boats. It's just like if you fish on one boat and then you're going to go, oh, I'm going to fish on another one, you might lose a leg. It's kind of like, no, you're not. We're either going to pay you more or you die.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, it's very
the Come
serious.
On, Man segment
I mean,
brought to you by
Alify
Marine,
way.
Located at 6128 Lewis
like,
Ave in Gibsonton, Florida.
So
you can reach them at
813-671-2628. When I got on the boat, it was like, take everything that you know and just throw that in the garbage can.
Wow.
Like, we're not using those knots. We're not using that line. We're not using that technique. And it's just like, but that was great because I'm a big, student of the game. So to be able to do it a totally different way and have to do it that way, that was awesome. So I learned a whole new way.
Well, good for you because I tell you that, especially being a captain, it's tough to somebody tell you that you're.
I can't even use the words on the radio.
Yeah, to somebody to tell you, no, you're not doing that. And then for you to actually, you know, take the initiative to listen and do it a different way. And I think it makes you, I'm sure you'll tell me, it makes you a better fisherman
and
captain.
Everything was full speed on that boat. I mean, everything was like, I mean, they were yelling at me before I gassed the fish not to screw up. And I was like, do you realize I'll do this right every time if you shut up? If I miss, then you yell at me. How about that?
That's hilarious.
That's the only one I changed. I go, stop yelling at me until I screw up. And if I screw up, you can lay into me, okay?
they were setting you up for failure.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, I learned a ton. I love the guys I fished with. I still keep in contact with the other mate. I actually got invited back this year, but I just couldn't do it because I want to get my boat ready and stuff. But if I ever get another chance, I'll go back to the same place. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Cool. That is cool, man.
Yeah, it was 18-hour days. I was 4 days on, 3 days off. So I got to do a ton of fishing, and then I got to see Hawaii and, you know, take little mini trips. And then what people don't realize is the bone fishing there is amazing. Like an average fish is 6 to 8 pounds. A big one there is 10 to 14.
Wow.
Really?
That is nuts. And I didn't believe it until I went – I tried to get in the what I tried to do is go for the record since I knew I wouldn't be back for a while. I went to my own record
go
of
big or go home.
On 4 pound tippet. And I went 0-for-18. That's a bad ratio. But there's so much coral and stuff over there. That's what makes it so hard.
Well,
and I just said, you know, forget it. I'm gonna go for it, and I didn't do it. But I hooked. I hooked 18 10-pounders.
Wow.
Well, Jason, we gotta go to break real fast. We're gonna catch this on the backside of the race. It's some real interesting conversation. I love talking about this stuff. But hey, guys, listen to our sponsors. They pay our bills. You're listening to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. We get back. Travis is bringing us into the Come On Man.
Woohoo!
Designed by professional guides with four characteristics that all high-end fishing rods have: durability, sensitivity, stability, and value. Built to use under all fishing conditions that every angler faces, there is no rod that covers more of your fishing needs. Ohiro series rods include gold, platinum, signature, specialty kayak, and tournament rods. A rod for every angler. Whether you're a recreational angler, guide, or tournament professional, they have a rod that will be as versatile as your fishing condition. Find Ohiro rods at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or www.justforfishing.com.
Hey everyone,
this is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
This segment brought to you by PowerPole Shallow Water Anchors. Swift, silent, and secure. For more information, go to PowerPole.com.
And here we go, guys. Welcome back, Captain Travis Yackel.
Finish the field, Travis. I'm cheering you on over here.
It was all the visual, man. Oh, gosh. Here we are, guys. Sports Talk 1040, the team. You're listening to Tampa Fish and Outfitters radio show. You're here with your host, Captain Travis Yackel and Captain Jason Prieto. We got a special guest on the line talking with us. It's Captain Jason Coffrin.
Hold on, G. What's our rating on that? That was pretty good. You got a six?
Six?
Six only. Right. Oh, he's going five.
Oh,
he went five,
man,
on you.
Five.
Wow. Damn. That was pretty bad.
That sucks.
We're going to rate you, Brandon.
I'm not. Did he hold up
anymore.
The card like the dumb guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Jason, a little paper plate with a number on it?
Jason, you don't know Travis yet. He's a heck of a guy. Newer to the radio, he's been doing it for about a year with us.
Gotcha.
And real good friend of mine. And so he does. It's Captain Travis Yackel. So I know you guys haven't met, but you guys definitely hit it off. But so you got to tell us about these bonefish. 12 to 14 pounds. You said that's insane.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean I don't exaggerate weights. I have no reason to. But I mean, I threw it several that I never hooked. That I spooked off. They were legitimately as long as my arm.
Wow!
And it's insane because there's no pressure there, and they're coming out of the they're coming out of the Pacific Ocean, mm-hmm. and they're coming up on these reefs like redfish. It's kind of like, you know, you catch a redfish in the backcountry and he's right on the dot, tournament dot 27, and he's 6.5 pounds, you know, but then you go out there in the pass and you hook one that's 27 inches and he's 8 pounds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
7.5.
I'm sure
it is. They're just monsters.
Well, I'm sure it has
like
to do with their diet
compared to what up north bat.
It's probably got to do with what
and
they're
genetics.
Eating.
Genetics, you know, over years if you get these fish
exactly.
that are bodied the same way.
I mean, they have guts on them.
We do the same thing with redfish. I do a lot of redfish tournaments, so I fish redfish from here to Louisiana and Texas, and there's, like you say, there's genetics built into these fish. I mean, you can go fish one area and you find these big-headed, big-bodied fish, and you go to the next area and same length, same size, they're just, you know, pound, 2 pounds lighter, and it's just inherent of what they're made of, you know?
Exactly, and what they're eating, you know, up there mm-hmm. north, it's Louisiana, what is it, that menhaden, that oily
fish? Oh, yeah,
fish?
Menhaden, yeah, we get the pogie pods up there. And,
pogie,
you get some menhaden offshore, but mainly the pogie pods, which, I don't know, you've never been out there,
pogie,
Jay.
Pogie, that was the word I was looking for. Yeah,
and they're like a shiner, they're like what we would consider
really?
A greenback, but it's amazing, man, how fat and just thick these fish get. And you're right, it's about diet, it's about the genetics of those fish. You know, the bigger fish breed and the breed and the breed, and the next thing you know, it's like, you know, any kind of other animal that breeds. So I can definitely relate to that. It's pretty cool to see when you find a unique fishery like that, where you take a species that everybody knows and you can find one or find an area where they're just crazy.
That's interesting.
Exactly.
See, you know what? We got the come on, man. I'm going to be the come on, man. I'm come on, man, myself. I'll tell you why. Because I don't get outside of Tampa Bay and fish enough.
Come on, man.
Really good at fishing Tampa Bay, and, like, I fish Boca Grande, but I don't fish anywhere else. Like, I need to go venture off in life. I'm, like, the boring guy that does the same thing all the time.
God, like, you come visit me, you may send an email to your wife and be like, honey, the plane broke down. I don't know.
I'll send that email anyways.
especially if we're going to Costa Rica. That's something. I've been there.
We're going to do that trip, Travis.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. I mean, it's I spent a week from my honeymoon there, I think in 2012, and we did big roosters up to 70 pounds. We did Kuberas. We did billfish. I mean, it was just an amazing place to fish, but I imagine that Jason's got some stories. I know he said Costa Rica. Where about in Costa Rica are we talking here, Jason?
Well, I started out working for somebody else back in 2005, so I've done it for a while down there. That was up in Flamingo.
Okay.
About 3 hours from Nicaragua.
Okay.
And then I spent a lot of time in Carrillo, which is about 2 hours south of that. And then I spent the rest of my time in Capos.
Yeah, that's where I fished. Manuel Antonio.
Antonio. I lived right there.
Yeah, I fished with, you might know, I think it's Justin. He runs Pesre.
I know the boat.
Okay, yeah.
You know, a lot of guys switch boats.
Yeah, yeah.
I know the boat, yeah.
We fished with a guy named Pepsi, Captain Pepsi. Guy was
Pepsi.
That was his name, man.
I know Pepsi.
Yeah.
I know Pepsi.
That's his real name.
He's one of the best inshore guys.
That's what I was about to say, is he's like pretty darn good, man. It was,
Oh, yeah.
That's his real name?
Yeah, he's like the man, dude.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah.
Somebody had to be drunk.
No, serious, man. Super cool dude. One of the really cool things that I thought that was really interesting to us, and like you say, he was kind of one of those guys where you could tell when you get on the boat with him, it's like, yeah, man, this guy has been around the block, you know? And one of the coolest things that we did, and it was kind of one of his little, I don't know if it's a secret, but I can't imagine there's so many folks in Tampa, you know, rooster fishing, but we use look downs. And it was one of the coolest things because he goes, hey, man, put this on. I go, man, it's a look down. You know, and he goes, yeah. He goes, watch this. And we basically slow trolled live look downs around the rock piles, you know? And that's how
I use the same thing.
Yeah, and that's how we got our big roosters. And all the other captains, we pulled up to this rock, man. There's like six captains I went around. And they're all on the radio talking Spanish. And next thing you know, I look behind us, and he's got a grocery bag, and he blows it up, and he puts like six look downs in it and slings it out the back of the boat. And his buddy drives over, and, you know, that's how they transfer bait, I guess, out there. So it was kind of cool. It was like you say, you know, bouncing around different places. I learned a lot fishing down there. That was, you know, pretty cool, man. It was a really good experience. So I can only imagine some of the stuff you get to see on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's a great place. I'm dying to get back down there. I'll be down there in November.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we also trade off lunches. Beers and other things in those plastic bags floating around.
I imagine, man. It was so cool. And I always talk to people when I talk about my experience in Costa Rica and fishing. I always bring that little story up because we don't do it. You know what I mean? Like, could you imagine us sitting out there at Bean Point? You know, hey, man, you need some crabs? And you throw a bag over the side. That's how it was, man.
Nobody gives anybody else crabs.
Yeah, you know. And so it was a really cool experience and, you know, to kind of go a little more than that. The people in Costa Rica, the locals and the residents there were just so awesome, man. Especially in Capos,
like you
said, where we got away from it. And, I mean, everybody was just so open to traveling and just, you know, people being there and wanting to educate you on the country and the animals and the plants. It was really, really awesome experience for us.
Yeah, it truly is a great place. That's one of the big reasons. Everything you just said is why I want to get back, you know.
Awesome.
Well, we need to do a guys trip there, man.
I tell you, Jay, it's one of those places, man, where it offers so much, man. Just the beauty of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
If you've never seen it in a rock ledge, it
just
comes off.
Just the beauty of something else besides Tampa Bay for me. I mean,
it's crazy, man.
You know, I love Tampa Bay. I do, but that's work for me, and to get out and you know, the back to the betting about chartering. And Jason, I know both you guys can relate to this. You go out, and everybody else is having a great time on the boat, you know, having some adult beverages every day. And I'm thinking half the time, like, I want to be on that side of this charter.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You're working, yeah. You know. You're like, that looks like a lot of fun, you know. But,
absolutely. Absolutely.
We need to do a guy's trip. That'd be an awesome trip, man. I you know, if I would get through this house mess that we got going on.
If you say the word house one more time, I think I'm just going to crawl across this thing here and smack you in the face.
Once I get through that, I can accomplish anything. That's my theory in life.
Well, speaking of guy trips, Justin, when are you going to be set up down there in Costa Rica?
I'm going to go down in November.
Okay.
I have to renew paperwork and stuff like that. My first reservations are around, I believe it was like December 15th.
Okay.
So I'm gonna kind of call that one my first one. So everything after December 15th. I'm open all the way to May.
Well, I can tell you that our experience, we were down there in March, and we caught some some really big rooster fish. So, you know, to our listeners here, if you guys are looking to get down to Costa Rica, look up Justin. Go ahead, Justin, and give us your information one more time. Maybe email, website, phone number, stuff like that. So we got our listeners that, you know, maybe want to plan a trip, they can hook up with you.
Yeah, if somebody wants to email me and just ask me questions personally, it's Mr. Trigger, the letter C is in Costa, R is in Rica, at gmail.com. And then I'm on Facebook at Mr. Trigger Sport Fishing. And then Mr. Trigger Sport Fishing.com is my website. And you can also get me at phone number 941-232-3929. But pretty much if you Google Mr. Trigger, sport fishing, anything fishing, you're going to get some sort of contact with me with all the social media. I'm big on Instagram as well and stuff like that.
Awesome. Well, that sounds good, man. One more thing. What kind of charters are you running? Are you running more offshore stuff for the billfish, or are you doing more of the inshore stuff?
Doing a radio show. I do both. I do a lot of inshore for the roosters, Cabarrus snappers. The good thing about the roosters is a lot of times you're catching them between 40 and 80 feet of water. So my 32-foot blackfin slow trolling those live baits, we usually put one down and put one on a rigger. It's really easy to do.
Right.
But I really enjoy the offshore, too, because it's something I never get to do here.
Sure.
I'm all about those billfish.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that tuna fishing, especially after going to Hawaii. That was like a whole new education to go back down there and use those techniques on my own boat.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Yeah, that's what's always cool is taking some local fishing knowledge and taking it to another, you know, another location, another fishery, and trying it there. I did the same thing.
And my two guys love to learn, too. So it's like, oh, check this out. Boom, they're on it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Cool stuff.
Absolutely. And the one other thing I noticed when I was down there, and, you know, I had a lot of conversation with Pepsi just kind of figuring out some stuff and picking his brain a little bit, but one of the things that came up was about the sharks, and I said, hey, man, do you guys ever get sharked? You know, I was like, you got some beautiful water down here. You're pulling up these fish out of the rocks. I said, you guys ever get sharks? He goes, no. He's like, we don't even have sharks. He's like, we don't see many sharks. And I go, really? And so I guess I'd kind of ask that question to you. Is that something that you kind of see the same? You don't see many sharks down there?
I haven't seen many. I've seen I saw a giant hammerhead one day offshore just trashing 20-pound tuna. That was pretty cool. I mean, it was just like a bloodbath. He was just going through them. That was really cool. I've caught in one. It looked like one of those whaler sharks that they have in the Pacific, but I wasn't sure, and it kind of looked like a bull shark, too.
Gotcha.
I was live baiting for marlin, and I got him on a about a 10-pound tuna one day, and, you know, and released him, but he was a bull shark, but he had a real deep red look to him, so I thought maybe it was one of those sharks they call whalers.
Okay.
Not a whale shark, a whaler shark.
Right, right.
And then I've seen a few baby hammerheads inshore, but other than that, I mean, I've been doing it for 10 years, and that's it. I mean, in one day in Sarasota
Bay. And it's crazy. Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, you have such a a heavy population of not necessarily reef fish, but, you know, tropical, you know, snappers and groupers and, you know, all these other fish that are populated there. You'd think like reef sharks or some type of, you know.
My theory has always been, the area is so big down there, and with the Pacific Ocean, and the truth about sharks is really they don't want to see you.
Right.
You know, I think they have that option not to see you down there.
Right.
You know.
Right. Right.
You know, like here, if they didn't want to be in Tampa Bay, right where you guys are tarpon fishing, they wouldn't be there.
Sure.
Like if there was tarpon somewhere else, that's where they'd be.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right.
So that's my theory. I mean, they don't have to be on that same bait pile that we are on, and you got a lot fewer boats. I mean, look at Boca Grande tarpon season, you know?
Yeah, it's...
How many eyes are on the water? Well, when you have a bite offshore, I've gone for a week on a sailfish school, and I don't see another boat. So, you know, there's probably sharks tearing up the sails somewhere else.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Jason.
They just don't want to be around us, which is fine by me.
Jason, we're gonna take a little break, and we get back, we're gonna give the captain's tip of the week, and Travis is gonna bring us in again.
Sounds good.
You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio, Sports Talk 10 for the team. We'll be right back.
Lost the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road. secret that nobody knows.
Want to catch more fish? Try Ohiro's 100% fluorocarbon leader. It's by far the most invisible fluorocarbon on the market today, with superior abrasion resistance to meet any rugged saltwater conditions. Ohiro fluorocarbon leader is easy to tie and comes in all strengths to fit every angler's needs. Used by many tournament anglers and charter boat captains, Ohiro fluorocarbon leader should be in your tackle box. See them at www.justforfishing.com, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or any of your major tackle shops.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface-to-surface course with a noise-attracting clip. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prieto. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Want to fish with one of the hosts of the Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show? All you have to do is give us a call, 813-373-2610. And now it's time for the Captain's Tip of the Week.
And welcome back, guys. Another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show. You're listening to your host, Captain Travis Yackel. Right here beside me at the helm, we got Captain Jason Prieto. On the phone, if you guys weren't with us for the last segment, we got Captain Jason Coffin on the line. And he's been telling us a lot of good stuff about traveling around, especially the Pacific Ocean, and he's going to be down in Costa Rica here real soon. So if you guys missed his information, we'll bring that to you one more time. But definitely some good stuff coming from around the horn, and we got the tip of the week coming up here, Jason. What do you got, Mr. Prieto?
Tip of the week, man. Look at your tides. It sounds simple, but it, you know, you don't reinvent the wheel in fishing. You can come up with some little tricks, but prepare yourself for your trips. Look at the weather. Look at the tides. Kind of have a plan. Mm-hmm. Plan of attack. Know what you're doing. This time of year, get an early start. Get off the water by 12, 1 o'clock because the thunderstorms start rolling in and the weather gets snotty, or fish really late as you do sometimes.
Yeah.
But then you still get that gamble of storms. But look at your tides. Good example. If you looked at a tide chart and you want to take a gamble, I would fish the afternoon evening.
Yeah.
That outgoing tide today is going to be cranking. So that's my captain's tip of the week, and keep it classy too. Always want to keep it classy, right?
Keep it classy.
Well, no.
Like Prieto.
Hey, keep it classy no matter what you do, man. That's a tip of the week right
there.
What
did Ron Burgundy say? Keep it classy, San Diego?
Yeah, keep it classy, Tampa Bay.
Oh,
oh God. We are so full of it. We are so full of it. Jason, this is our last segment here, so give your information again in case someone wants to do, because you offer a unique trip. Us, we're dive a dozen in Tampa Bay, but... you offer quite the trip. Tell everybody again what you fish for, website, and all that good stuff, so they know how to get a hold of you.
Well, even in Tampa Bay, the old saying goes, 90% of the fish are caught by 10% of the fishermen. So
yes.
You still got to get the right captain, you know?
Yes, you're right about that. And 90% of the fish are in 10% of the area.
There you go, too.
They need to make that 90-90 rule. That would work out good for the fish.
It would be.
But give me your information, Jason, see if we can get you some stuff, people interested in anything Costa Rica.
Yeah, super easy way is Google Mr. Trigger Sport Fishing or Mr. Trigger Fishing. My email again is Mr. Trigger, C as in Costa, R as in Rica, the initials, at gmail.com. And then you can find me on Facebook at Mr. Trigger Sport Fishing. And then I got a website, MrTriggerSportFishing.com. And then, like I said, I'm really pushing the Instagram with updated pictures and pictures from my other seasons at Mr. Trigger Sport Fishing on Instagram. So.
Cool. What are we going to be fishing for if we go with you?
Offshore, we're going to be doing sailfish. And these sailfish are in the 7 to 8 foot range in size. And it is breeding season, so they are fat. I've got blue marlin. Average fish is about 250 to 400 pounds with some fives and sixes in there. And then we've got black marlin and striped marlin. A lot of yellowfin tuna in the 50 to 80 pound range. And then the dolphin will just blow your mind. The average dolphin over there offshore is in the 50 pound range.
Mm-hmm. What? Let me ask you this. And we did this before on the show, but I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, you really got me excited. And every time I talk with you, you come in and do the show, I'm like, man, I need to do a trip there. And then after you leave, I just get busy with life, and it doesn't happen.
I hear you. Yep.
What is it, you know, do you do a package deal? I remember with Panama, you had a whole package deal where they flew you in. It was all inclusive. Do you have something like that with Costa Rica or?
I do have a package. I'm actually going to be living in the area of a little hotel, a little farther away from the hotel, but it's called Vista Hermosa, and it's a great little beach hotel. It's literally in the sand. We're going to offer that package from transportation from San Jose Airport to the hotel. And then the hotel's a little farther away from the boat, so we're going to offer that drive every day in the morning and in the evening to and from the boat. The boat will be in Pezbella Marina. So you're pulling up to a marina, you're walking on the boat. There's not going to be a meal plan per se because the hotel does have a beautiful restaurant that overlooks the ocean. But we will cook your catch, and we'll do a full breakfast in the morning, and we'll have a nice hot lunch on the boat. But I'll offer the transportation, the fishing, the hotel, and some of the food, as much as we can do if that's something you want to do. And we'll customize it to you. You know, if it's a family, we might do, you know, two offshore days, one inshore day, vice versa. You know, we'll throw a half day in there. It doesn't have to be the hardcore everyday offshore thing. We'll mix it up to what you want to do.
That's awesome. That sounds like a good time. Yeah. I'm sold. Sign me up.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome, man. And that's, I know we were talking, but that's still down in that Capos area, Manuel Antonio. Is that what you're gonna get down that way? Or? Very cool.
Yeah, and the other thing is because our hotel is a little farther from the boat,
mm-hmm.
If you want help booking a hotel in the Manuel Antonio area, which is only 5 minutes from the boat, I'll gladly do that. I'll send you links. I don't have an extra charge for that. I'll basically put it together for you.
And that's cool, guys. I mean, that's basically what we did. So I have some firsthand experience of that. And what we did was we flew into San Jose, which is generally where you fly into. And I think it was about a three-hour ride in the car.
Well,
to get about two and a half, 3 hours.
How long ago did you do that?
That would have been in like 2012, I think.
Okay, now they have a new highway that looks like an interstate over here with like toll booths and everything.
Okay.
It's an hour and a half.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, well, it goes straight through the mountain. Like you went up the mountain and went down the other side.
Right.
This one goes completely right through it. It's like a straight shot all the way into Punta Arenas. And then you take a left and you'll go right through Jaco, right to Capos.
And that's awesome, and that's really cool.
Yeah,
But where I was going to go with that was one of the unique things that I thought was kind of neat about our trip was that ride. You know, we landed and we got to take. You know, they basically had a like a carrier van that took us and drove us down, and just to be able to experience some of the local life and see some of the scenery between the you know the basically the capital and where we were staying was pretty cool. We stopped and we saw some big crocodiles at the river. We saw some toucans. You know,
yeah,
saw,
you still go over the crocodile river.
Yeah, and I mean that was like one of the coolest things. You know, I mean just that little bit of experience to kind of see some of the land and kind of see where you're at. And then what we did was we actually just took like a puddle jumper jet, I forget where it was from, but it was like 10 or 15 minutes out of Manuel Antonio, and we flew back to the capital. But To where I was going with that is, you know, that drive is well worth it. You know, you get a lot of good stuff just making that drive and kind of getting acquainted with the land if you're into that kind of stuff. So I thought it was pretty neat.
Yeah, you still see a lot of that. The only thing you're missing is that first mountain that you hit that you go up and down.
Okay.
So all that other stuff where you're going through, kind of like the rainforest when you get closer to the coast.
Right, right.
You still hit all of that.
Right, right.
You're basically going right to that is what you're doing.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're a straight shot.
Yeah, it's still an awesome drive.
Yeah, absolutely. And the one last thing, I know we keep talking country, but what's the name of the sauce? They've got a sauce down there, Jay. It's oh, what's it called, man? Lozano sauce?
You just asked me, and it killed me.
I think it's Lozano sauce or something like
it's
that.
It's also Lozano.
Yes. But this stuff is amazing, man. I brought, like, a case of it back with me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was good stuff. So a lot of good stuff in Costa Rica. A lot of good stuff. A lot of good food. A lot of good fishing. So definitely look them up and get down there, guys.
Jason, we got 2 minutes left, buddy. Let's go ahead and get your information. What you offer one more time.
Can I do one quick shout out to a tackle shop up there in your guys' area?
Absolutely.
I gotta say thank you to the guy at Dets, the trolling motor guy in the back. I called him. I was referred by Sam Roop, the photographer. He didn't know me from anything. I called over there, and he's like, well, if you come down in the morning, I'll drop all my stuff and rebuild your motor. I damaged one of my buddy's trolling motors, and I had to get it fixed, or I was in deep doo-doo. And sure enough, I pulled up in there. That guy stopped what he's doing, grabbed my trolling motor, had me go in the back with him, showed me how to keep it nice, rebuilt the thing, gave me a great bill. I did not think it was going to be that much. I thought it was going to be a lot more, and sent me on the way. I was literally in and out of there in 20 minutes and back on the road.
I've heard
so,
good stuff for the
kudos to that guy.
Yeah, the Minn Kota guys, I've heard good stuff.
Me too.
He's awesome.
I just go to Rodian where they're direct, and I get service there. But I don't have a Minn Kota, but I did hear that they take care of
the. That guy was like NASCAR. He pulled the top off, put a new head on him, and it was like, he's like, here you go. I was like, what?
that's good to hear, man.
He was awesome, yeah.
Well, Jason, give your information. We've got about a minute left. We're going to wrap the show up here, buddy.
Okay. Mr. Trigger Sport Fishing in Capos, Costa Rica. Pretty much Google Mr. Trigger Sport Fishing. Instagram, Mr. Trigger Sport Fishing. My email, if you want to get me, I will get that on my cell phone. It's Mr. Trigger and the initials C and the initials R at gmail.com. And then my phone number again is 941-232-3929.
Cool deal, Jason. We appreciate you calling in, my man.
I always love calling in. Anytime, guys.
All right, man. See you, buddy. Well,
all
guys,
right, take care.
It's been a great show. Captain Travis pulled it out again every week. We're giving him ratings on his intros. He did a good
job. Getting better, guys.
Oh, you're doing good, Travis.
If you had to sit here and look at this guy, I got to look at across from him.
See, now you're being mean to me. I'm giving you props. What's wrong with him? I gave you a 6. He gave you a 5. Anyhow, guys, happy holidays. Happy 4th of July.